This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. American culture has a strong drive to be best, the top gun, be it in sports, in politics, in education, and certainly in medicine. We often forget that those who are not at the top may instead focus energy on a part of their mission that isn't captured in a final scoreboard or a grade point average. Hospital ratings are a case in point. The new U.S. News & World Report Newsweek hospital rankings are out. California has three or four top-rated hospitals in the top 50. Hospitals use these rankings in promotional activities, but to patients like us, they are next to meaningless. Nearly every hospital I've been to has banners in front and in elevators that promotes itself using some version of these hospital ratings for small achievements. The rating groups differ in what they prioritize and how they obtain their data. Interestingly, the list of top hospitals don't even agree with each other. Hospital rankings often rely on a hospital's existing prestige, reputation, and its specialty care. Those at the top of the list tend to remain there. You see, data is collected from expert opinions from around the country. But really, how does an expert in cardiology or neurosurgery really know what it is like at a distant hospital that's not where they work? Yes, they may know that a particular expert with some super specialized skills works at that hospital being rated, but do they really know about care coordination, about rates of medical error, surgical infections, or hospital safety, or about issues of equity, compassion, commitment to the community, and quality of care? Of course not. Do they know how the hospital treats people of color, immigrants who don't speak English, or those with less generous insurance or no insurance? And those hospitals who take more complicated patients, those who are older or sicker, may have worse outcomes than those who cherry-pick the healthier patients. It's a bit like asking a heating and cooling expert which hotels are best. They might know which hotels have the very best temperature controls, but do they know about service or comfort or quietness or value? It is important to note that most of us can't choose to go to a hospital anywhere in the country to get a super specialist. We need to go to the hospital that is closest or the one that's affiliated with our own health insurance. These top-rated elite hospitals compete with each other for a very narrow sector of sick people, those who pay very well. But what if we ranked hospitals on social responsibility and actual patient-related outcomes? What if the millions of dollars and intense effort that went into marketing hospitals instead went into patient care, community outreach, or prevention of disease? I would like to see those rankings. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.